All right, sir. I wanted to ask you about the breaking of the Gothic line. Can you tell me about that?
Oh, you mean we had to climb that mountain?
Yeah.
I don't know. I forget what the name of the mountain was.
I can't remember either. But
huh?
I can't remember either. But tell me what that was like.
Oh, we started early evening, and then we didn't get up to the top of it till the next day. It was around 9 o'clock, and it was really steep, you know. Some people were even falling down 20, 30 feet from trying to climb that line.
So most of the climbing was done in darkness, right?
Yeah, in darkness, yeah. Hold hands, you know, and climb up. And when we reached the top, the Germans never expected us to climb that mountain. And in fact, they were sleeping. So we had an easy time taking the place, you know. Yeah.
Did you have any training in climbing mountains?
No.
What were you thinking? Did you think you were gonna make it?
Yeah. Well, we didn't expect it to be like that, you know, but as we kept going step by step until we reached the top. We didn't know that it was that steep, and you know, yeah.
What was it like when you looked down?
I think the name of the mountain is that book, I think.
Yeah, it's in there. I can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
What was it like when you looked down?
Oh, it was just like looking down from the Empire State Building. Yeah.
What was the battle like when you got up to the top? How long did it take?
It didn't take too long. Yeah, because they didn't expect us up there, you know. And the 100, I think, came in through one end, and another company, I think it was L Company, also attacked, and it took the place pretty fast. Yeah.
Are there any other experiences from Europe or any special times that you remember or any combat experiences that really stick out in your mind even today from your time in Europe that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, there was a mountain called Carrara town, yeah. We were up there, and I think Casino had a squad or platoon on top of the mountain, and they had a heck of a time too. I remember one of the boys that got hit in the leg, and they had to take them out, you know, to the side of the mountain, and we had to carry him down. His name was Terumi Kato, I think. Yeah. And well, Shiro did so many of those things, you know. It was just like natural to him. Yeah. He's a fantastic guy.